Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 247 of the Milk Bar. Zoe, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Well, nicely pressed trousers this week.
I know, you picked up on that. I ironed them specially.
Yeah,
for
because
you.
Last week you were a mess. But there we go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and there's giggling in the background, which is because we have real people in the studio today. So you can introduce them as soon as you know who they are.
We have our musician, Alex Van.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff. We'll have some songs from you in a bit, okay?
Right.
You bought a guitar and you bought a ukulele.
Yes, I did.
This is throwback to last week.
Ukulele's two weeks in a row,
so it's quite impressive.
Getting very popular.
Yeah, so we'll they're now gossiping in the corner by the sounds of things. We have the guys from Beats a Bar Studio. We'll be talking to you a bit later on. Mitch and John, hello.
Hello, hello.
That's all good. Right, we'll talk to you in a bit, okay?
Okay.
You stay there.
No problems.
Also, we'll be talking to Tim Yeland from the English Touring Opera.
They are in town and at the Grand Theatre. We've got quite a lot of Grand Theatre stuff coming on this week.
Yes.
You'll find out more about that in a second. Also, a little later on, we'll be talking to Catherine Wyatt from Baked in Tettenhall.
Lovely.
So there's bread to be had there.
I like a bit of fresh bread.
Yeah, with hot bread with butter on it.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes, think of those calories. But first of all, Hot Flush, the naughtiest musical in town, arrives at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre on Saturday, 22nd of March. And the main man in it is Matt Slack. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well.
Now, last time I saw you, you were on stage with Impanto at Birmingham. And
yes,
you were wowing audiences across the Midlands with the comedy that you brought to the stage. But it's a slightly different audience for your next production, isn't it?
Yeah, this is very different, although very similar.
it is funny.
It's like a pantomime, but with the difference of it's four ladies and one man. I'm the man who plays all the characters. I play about 15 different parts.
Gosh, that's a lot of changes, isn't it?
It is. I'm all the men in their lives, and it ranges from a vicar who's very naughty. I won't say any more because we're on it. And it ranges to an 18-year-old son. Lots of things. So it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Is it similar to the Carry On? That springs to mind. The Carry On films. Is it sort of?
Yeah, it's very similar actually. I mean, it's a great show, and it's not just for women. It's for men as well. And whoever, lots of people came to obviously see me in the pantomime, they want to come and see me do what I do. It's equally as good as what I did in the panto, and if not more.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because it touches on lots of things that the general life that people can associate with, not just women, you know, men as well. And it's not too serious. But it's heartfelt, and it's good fun. That's the main thing. It's a good laugh.
But it is a musical. Does this mean you have songs in character?
It is, yeah. And there's lots of comedic songs, but there's also some heartfelt songs. So there's some nice moments in there. And I get to sing a couple of numbers, one being very, very sexist. So being the only bloke stood there in front of, you know, 1,000 women, and I'm... I'm stood there representing all the men in the country. It's quite daunting at times, but how I get away with it, I don't know, but I've got a cheeky grin. And,
they'll be
and
waiting
they
for you back
like
when
it.
You come out backstage. I'm sure they'll be waiting for you.
with weapons in hand.
Now, you're actually on stage with, as you say, four women, and you've got Anne Smith, Ruth Keeling, Laurie Harley Fox, that's a posh-sounding name. Is she awfully hoity-toity?
She's American, actually.
Is she?
The character's American, and it's... just so happens that she's American as well, and she's fantastic. All girls are fantastic, and of course
Leslie
I'm
Joseph too.
Leslie,
yeah,
my dear friend Leslie, we go back a long, long way. In fact, the first time me and Leslie worked together was at the Wolverhampton Grand
when she was in Panto. It must be about 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't it? Now
that was, I think it was 2006.
Really, that far back?
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's time flies by, doesn't it?
Is she as much fun as she seems to be?
I love her. I absolutely love her. She's fantastic. She's a joy to work with.
Yeah.
She's like my on-stage mother, friend. She's such a pro. She's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's very rare to find a relationship on stage that works like a double act that normally takes years to develop. But with me and her, it was instant. And we respect each other a huge amount. and the feedback seems to be fantastic. So we're obviously doing something right.
Yeah, I can see that as well, because I met up with her when she was in Wolverhampton for production, and she came down to the race course and was judging Best Turned Out and, you know, Ladies' Day and hats and all that. And she just got such a lovely way with everybody she met up with. And, you know, when that's the case, you just imagine they're going to be really good fun on stage as well.
She is, mate. She's a real pro. She's fantastic. She's a genuine, really nice lady. Lots of fun. And she knows what she's doing. She's been there, done it. And she's built a very good career. And her craft on stage is fantastic. And I've learned a lot from her. I really have. I've got a lot of respect for the lady. I love her dearly.
So apart from all these characters as well and the songs that you're going to sing, are there any, you know, standout songs that we will all be singing along with in the audience? Or?
It's not really the kind of thing that you can sing along to, because obviously they're original songs. Mm. Very cleverly written by Ollie Ashmore, who's the lyricist and songwriter. And they're brilliant. So they're fantastic songs. They really are. And there's one that I do called A Man's World. And it's the lyrics are all referenced to, obviously, it's being a man's world. So it's a bit of fun. It's cheeky. It's old kind of things you can get away with.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of stand up there as well.
They're working you hard here, aren't they?
They get the money's worth. Believe me. If I'm not on stage, I'm off and I'm getting changed. There's so many quick changes. And 1 minute I come out with there's a lot of flesh.
Ooh.
So for the ladies in the audience, they do see a lot of me.
Hopefully not all of you, but
well, I can only
no.
find headshots on the internet, so that would be interesting to see.
Oh dear, she'll be following you on Twitter next to see what's going to happen. But you can
Why
be found
not?
On Twitter. Go on, what's your Twitter address?
Yes, my Twitter address is mattslack123.
Nice and easy.
Yeah.
I have found that.
Yeah, so you can follow me on
that. I should be following you later.
And at the minute, I've been appearing in The Musketeers, the BBC drama. I was in episode 5 and in episode 10. So what's really strange is going from doing something serious like that and then to doing this piece of theatre now.
Yeah, and having a really good laugh. And so more TV work lined up for later in the year or anything exciting in the pipeline?
Hopefully there's some more filming on Musketeers. Mm-hmm. They're doing a second series. So I'm waiting for hopefully get a call for more episodes. And then there's a few things in the pipeline that I can't mention, but hopefully... It's all good, and an announcement will be soon about Panto.
I say, is there a news on Panto? Because it's always about June, isn't it? You hear finally who's doing what in Panto, and do you know which area of the country you're going to be in?
I can't say too much, just in case I'm not allowed to announce anything. But
right.
The Birmingham audience and the Midlands audience, who I love, welcomed me, and they've been so lovely since the days I used to do gigs as a comic. All around the working men's clubs. They've been fantastic, and it's a joy to work. So all I'm going to say is watch this space, and I may be back in the Midlands.
Okay, you could be seeing
be
him again
ideal
soon.
That'd be your ideal gig, I suppose.
It's a little wink there.
Okay, an audio wink, we like that.
An audio wink,
yes.
Works well.
Mattslack, thank you for joining us. It's good to talk to you. It's Hot Flush, sounds like it's going to be really good fun. As you say, you can see it on Saturday, the 22nd of March at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, grandtheatre.co.uk for tickets, or 01902 429212 for the box office. And whichever grade of ticket you pay, however much you spend on this show, you're more than getting your money's worth out of Mattslack, and you get to probably see various bits of him you were never planning to either.
Oh, well, that's it.
There we are. Matt, good to speak to you.
Price.
Cheers.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank
see you soon.
Cheers.
Travel
now. Bye-bye.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
From one thespian then to another, we have Alex
Well,
Van
you're not a thespian
the
if you play music. You do
well,
it or what?
Sort of all that sort
Actually,
of thing.
Actually, I did appear in the school panto.
See?
Yeah.
At Christmas, yes.
Yeah.
And my Jafar was the talk of the town.
Really? Okay. So it was somewhat unexpected in Sleeping Beauty, though.
Yeah, that just couldn't hold me back.
So, how are you, sir?
I'm great, thank you.
So it's been a while since we last had you in the studio.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you very
good.
Much.
And you have been working on a new album for the last 2 years.
That's right, yes.
So that's a particularly slow piece of work from you there. What's going on? You're normally turning out music much quicker than that.
I know. Well, the story is that this album is called Silhouettes and Pirouettes. And it actually comes in...
With a DVD of you dancing in it. No?
As we know somebody who can do that for you.
No. And it comes in 4 different volumes.
Oh, right.
And the first 3 are recorded quite quickly.
Yeah.
They were just acoustic bass, so guitar, all piano or and piano and vocals. But this, the fourth volume is the one I'm working on right now, which is, will soon be finished. I've gone more to town with the backing, so there's more drums. I've been working with a drummer, a bass player, a saxophonist, and just really working on the harmonies as well, lots of vocals.
So what we'll do is we're going to have some live tunes from you, and we're going to have a CD track as well.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do first?
I'll do a live one.
Okay, what are we going to hear?
It's called Shall I Pretend? Shall I pretend that I am strong? Shall I pretend I can't be hurt? Shall I pretend to know no wrong? Or shall I be me? Shall I pretend that I know you? Shall I pretend to understand? Shall I pretend to know the answers? Or shall I be me? Shall I pretend that I know love? Shall I pretend I feel like I belong? Shall I pretend shall I be me? Shall I pretend to believe in Jesus? Shall I pretend that I don't? Shall I pretend that I'm not scared? Oh, shall I be me? Shall I pretend that I know love? Shall I pretend I feel like I belong? Shall I pretend that I am free? Or shall I be me? Shall I pretend that I'm not here? Shall I pretend that I so deep? Shall I pretend that I don't care? Or shall I be me? Shall I pretend that I know love? Shall I pretend I feel like I belong? Shall I pretend shall I pretend? Or shall I be me?
Very soothing, wasn't it, that?
You enjoyed that?
I did.
That's good. I hate it if you were telling me you didn't like it and you sat just over there and everything. So, Alex, for those who are uninitiated, where do we start on your career? Do you want to go back to the 90s or...
Oh, blimey.
We won't mention the lift.
Don't make him sound so old.
Last first time I interviewed him was in 96 or 97.
I think it was 97.
Yeah.
1997, yes.
Well, she was still at school, of course.
You're right. Are you older than me? How old are you?
I'm 44 now.
Yeah, because I'm 42, so I thought you were older than me.
So really, I started at school when I was about 15, and wrote my first song, and there was a school concert happening at about the same time, and I just got involved in that and was sort of pushed forward for that. And I really love being on stage and performing. And
I don't think you've been off stage since, have you?
That's right. You try as they might, I'm still there hanging. Narrowly, you know, cleverly avoiding any kind of success along the way.
Well, come on. The thing is, you've done so much stuff that people have appreciated over the years. Now, you may not have a big record contract, but that's not the measure of a man, is it, really, to be fair?
A lot of people who have those big contracts would prefer not to because they've got more control over the music and things.
Well, exactly.
So,
yes,
yeah, you can do what you want
point.
When you want.
Yeah,
you?
that's the beauty of being, I suppose, you're sort of your own boss, really.
And you're still doing something that you love as well.
Yeah,
so.
It's for the love that I do it, really.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's been collaborations over the years, whether it be with back in the day of Van O'Connell.
That's right.
And you got your name first on that one, I think, didn't you?
Oh yes.
With Liam, we've got to catch up with Liam at some point because he's off doing writing books and things these days,
right.
Isn't he?
I think he's living in somewhere down south now.
Yeah. But
we're still in touch.
Yeah, with Lift we talked about, with the other bands that you've been in, Zanzibar and whatever else.
That's right, yeah. So, you know more about me than I do.
and that's just from alexvan.net. But what have been the highlights so far, and what are you looking to surpass with this four-volume album?
Well, I think, really, it's a continuation, but I think with this album in particular, the material comes from all those years, really. It goes back to the mid-90s, all the way through the stuff with Van O'Connell. There's a couple of Van O'Connell tracks on the album, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I strongly believe in the music, you know, and I think even though I haven't had masses of commercial success, but it doesn't mean that the songs aren't any good. And I really believe that the songs are still great, you know, they just need to be heard. So, hence, I've set my little studio up at home. I can take as long as I want to perfect the recordings and make them sound how I want them to sound. So I've got the luxury of time to do that. Like I say, it's taken nearly 2 years to get this one in the can. But I wanted to do it as best as I could. But along the way, my piano skills have improved. I'm, you know, having lessons on playing the piano. And also, more recently, picking up the ukulele as well. And this all adds to the soundscape, really, and it makes it more interesting. So I think I've developed as a singer, as a writer, and as a musician. So I feel I'm on the top of my game at the moment, and that's really why I wanted to record those songs. Some of those songs, re-record them again. And other songs, they're brand new, you know, just written in the last few weeks, a couple of them. So,
how many songs altogether on this set of albums?
There's going to be altogether.
A frightening number. He's doing the maths, you can see. He's moving his head around to add it up.
40, about 45.
Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? No wonder it's took you 2 years.
Yeah. It's a big project, though, isn't
it? It's a big project. So, like, I think the first three are all done. They're already... They're on Bandcamp, you know, if people want to check out the shop on Bandcamp, they're on there. And this one will soon be out. It's going to probably be around Easter time. It'll be finally done.
And I suppose things now are so much different than they were in the 90s because you've got the internet, you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you've got so many other avenues of being able to get
your
music
heard.
He's
had a web page since the 90s.
Well, I know that, but it's more
popular,
isn't it?
I had to do the first one for him.
Actually, yeah.
It was rubbish. No, it's much better now.
The thing is, like you say, Zoe, I mean, I think the music industry has changed so much.
Yeah.
And it's still changing and evolving, and I think people can self-manage more now and they can... Find outlets for the music, you know, and sell it online and whatever. And it's a different world.
Yeah, there's not so much need to have that big management team behind you anymore,
no,
promoting it
not.
In different, you know, different countries, because you can go through to the whole world by just going on the net.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And I think as well, particularly Wolverhampton's got a lot of talent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You go to any of the open mic nights and you just see a whole raft of talent, you know, some great writers.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's someone like Sam Drazy or you know, whose name keeps coming up.
Yeah.
And I see Sam at so many events. Then again, I know you're at a load of different things. The number of times, I've probably introduced you on stage a few times over the years as well, haven't I?
And you keep bumping into the same people, you know, and it's nice that there's that community feel as well.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of supports each other. There's no, I think as well, when you're sort of first starting out and you're in bands and stuff, it's quite competitive and you want to be better than the next band. But and actually now, I think there's a lot more cooperation between
the camaraderie between the bands.
Yeah. It's like if they can't do a gig, perhaps, then they'll suggest somebody else who they know will be ideal, whereas previously, they might not have done that so much.
And of course, it's networking as well. So if you can't do a gig, you can ask somebody else to
do it for you. It's good, similar taste of music and things like that.
Well, talking of taste of music and the fact we're enjoying listening to yours, what are we going to hear this time around?
This is a track off the album. It's called Just Another Teenage Dream.
Okay, and where's this one come from? Because obviously, we just mentioned the fact your teenage years are long behind you.
Right, this song is interesting. This is one that I wrote with Liam O'Connell.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a pastiche. If you listen to the lyrics carefully, it's taken from either the titles of famous songs or bands or from the lyrics. It's all. Like,
I've interviewed you, Liam, about this song in the past. Yeah. I'm sure I have.
It's all musical related. It's quite clever. So it's like a homage, if you like, to all the different influences.
Alex Fanton, there you go. And how old were you when you wrote that?
Oh, I think it was 30.
You could remember your teenage years at least at that point, whereas all that memory's gone there.
I think, there's references to the Beatles, obviously, because I'm a massive fan. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to that stuff when I was growing up. My mum was a fan and my sister was a fan, so it was always around me, that music.
Okay, well, we'll hear more from you live in the studio in a bit, okay?
Brilliant.
English touring opera arrive at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre with Zeppelin Dreams, a new opera performed by the people of Wolverhampton. To tell us more about it, we have Tim Yeeland. Hello.
Hello, hello. Nice to speak to you.
Good to speak to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, busy. We're working hard on the show. Have a really large number of groups, about 220 people in the show. So this is the time when everything kind of comes together.
A few people have got to share a dressing room for that one, haven't they?
Actually, funnily enough, there's so many people that we're having to hire space in the Britannia Hotel next door because they're just too, you know.
It's worth going in it for that.
it's a really big beast of a show. Yeah, a lot of people.
So give us a bit of the history and how this came together, because it's very specific in the way in which it's got a lot of groups from around Wolverhampton's community taking part and getting themselves on stage. So it's access to opera as much as anything else.
Well, it's access to opera, but it's also a really great creative process, and also there's a lot of history in it. You know, I mean, the story is based on a true moment in the history of the West Midlands, the Black Country. You know, 31st of January 1916, out of the blue, this monstrous Zeppelin, like the biggest airship, the biggest flying object that there's ever been, got lost in the fog and was on its way to drop its bombs on the docks in Liverpool. And in those days, of course, there was no navigation aids like sat-navs or anything like that. Very, very little. There were compasses and then the moon and the stars. And the Zeppelin got completely lost. So they thought they were over the Mersey and over Liverpool, but actually they were over the Black Country. They were over Tipton and Wensbury.
They took the brunt of it, didn't they? Because they did actually drop bombs.
They dropped bombs. So they dropped their bombs in the wrong place on innocent civilians who were just kind of sitting targets in Tipton and Wensbury. And 35 people died that night. So, you know, it was a kind of local calamity which has been largely forgotten. A kind of amazing moment in history. And of course, why part of the reason it's been forgotten, I think, is that, you know, at the same time there were thousands of people from the area dying, you know, in the battlefields of the Somme and so on. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's become a kind of local anecdote, really. But it's a fantastic subject for an opera because it's got everything in it, and it's got a wonderful love story in the half of it as well, which, you know, operas has that quite a lot.
And with the anniversary of the Great War as well, it's a good time to remind people about what can happen, and say particularly unexpectedly. It wasn't really until the Second World War that, in the same way, that the war was delivered to those people who were at home and not the troops fighting.
That's right. Yeah, it was a very, very, very unexpected thing. I mean, there had been one or two Zeppelin raids elsewhere. You know, there'd been one on the East Coast, like Yarmouth and King's Lynn and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there were a few raids on London, actually, not far from Trafalgar Square. But this was a particularly poignant and savage loss of life that the people of that area of Tipton, Wensbury endured.
So how did this project actually come about, and how is it funded?
Oh, yeah, good question. Well, I have a really good relationship with Wolverhampton Grand Theatre, and English Touring Opera is an opera company which does a lot of, we think, you know, really high-quality outreach work, which is participatory and creative. And about 6-7 years ago, we did a really nice project at the Grand called A House on the Moon, and that was about refugees journey from Afghanistan to the West Midlands, and that had a cast of about 160. And it just kind of came up to, you know, the time when we hadn't done a big project with the Grand for quite a few years, and then there's a 1914 anniversary now commemorating the Great War, and the Grand Theatre is doing quite a lot, actually, some really interesting work that they're doing, which is about commemorating the First World War. And so everything kind of came together, and I was doing some research into you know, what had happened 100 years ago in this area, and stumbled on the story of the Zeppelin raids. And so we all thought, well, that's a really fantastic starting point. And so funding kind of follows on. So funding comes from different sources, you know, like it's a big organization called Youth Music. So if we work with young people and they think it's an interesting project, they'll give us some money. And then Heritage Lottery, because it's a very nice heritage project, you know, that organization has given us a lot. So it's that kind, you know, it's that kind of thing. You've got to come up with a really good idea first, and then everything follows.
And you're getting a lot of local people involved. And let's just bring in one of those local people, because a pupil at Aldersley High is Olivia Van, and you're part of two scenes within the opera, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And what's it like working with a professional opera company?
It's really exciting because it's like proper acting. It's not like a tiny school production. It's like the Grand Theatre, which is really big. Exciting.
Have you done something like this before, or was it is this the first thing that you've got into in acting?
Well, I did do a school show last year, but this is like the proper big thing that I've ever done.
And yeah. When you're being coached as well, is the Tim and the guys doing a good job? Are they helping you out on this one?
Yeah, they are. Really good.
Yeah. Here's some tips.
And Tim, it must be great for you working with so many different local people and bringing people like Olivia in and getting them to experience this for the first time, as you say.
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, what's really great for us is that the groups are all very different. So, you know, when we met Olivia's group for the first time, we found out that they're very, very, I mean, Olivia will know this, they're very sparky, imaginative and creative group. So we came up with a theme which is to do with who they are and what they would enjoy. So all the scenes are really tailored around the different groups. You know, it's about the people who are in it rather than just us coming with a finished piece. I mean, Olivia will know that what they have was not finished at the beginning. It was made as we go along, really.
You know? Okay. Yeah, and Olivia, do you feel you've got input into that? And do you think there's any of your ideas that you've put together as a group that have come into the actual final production?
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of our ideas.
So it's quite exciting from that point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Olivia, thank you. Tim, what else do we need to know about this one then? Are you looking at further productions maybe in future? Could this possibly even move on to a different venue, or is it just going to be these three shows over 2 days in Wolverhampton?
Well, it'd be amazing to take it somewhere else. I mean, the problem with a show like this is it's made by and with and performed by the participants. So it's not like you can just transport it somewhere else.
You'd have to carry them all with you.
And also, it's got a really big design, massive design, and it's got an orchestra, and it would become, it'd be hard to do it somewhere else with this cast. But
so make sure you see it now is what we're saying, basically, isn't it?
Now's the time, yeah. Yeah. And tickets are selling fast, so, you know. But there are lots more tickets, so, yeah.
Pick up the phone, 01902 429212, or you can book online at grandtheatre.co.uk and find all the prices there.
By the way, it's going to be spectacular, so it's going to be a visual treat.
It's definitely going to be a one-off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, just so many people coming and going on the stage is going to be amazing in itself.
Mm. Yeah, it's a nightmare. I mean, talk about sleepless nights.
Have you actually managed to do like a full rehearsal with everybody there at the same time? And doing
that will be
off,
Thursday
so.
Morning, and then there's a dress rehearsal on Thursday afternoon. But some of the groups have come together already, and then we've got a big rehearsal with four of the groups on. Unfortunately, Olivia's not going to be there on Sunday. Her group's not there. But we've got four of the groups coming together on Sunday for a big day, because those groups do quite a few scenes together. Mm. So it's kind of a big jigsaw, which will all come together on the last day. It will
very
work.
Scary to do it all one go then.
Yeah.
Well, Tim Yeeland of the English Touring Opera, thank you for joining us. And once again, 01902 429212 for the Grand Theatre for tickets, or grandtheatre.co.uk. And break a leg is the phrase we need to use on this one, but I'm sure it's going to come together. It's going to be a brilliant day and a great experience for all those involved.
Great. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well,
I think we've got a bit of a surprise for people that are listening, because Olivia, who we've mentioned previously, you've got a famous dad, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You recognise the surname.
Yeah. What's it like having your dad play music pretty much all the time?
It's really cool. It's like he's famous throughout the whole world. It's like having a pop star for a dad.
So we have had asked that previously. I think it was the chap from Simple Minds, and he said his children hate it when he starts singing, and he hates him being recognised when they're out and about. So it's totally opposite for you.
I hate being recognised when I'm out and about. Alex, do you have the same problem?
No, not really.
I bet you do.
So, Olivia, I mean, how many songs have there been about you over the years? Many?
Yeah, there is, actually.
Yeah, there is.
I don't remember.
I don't remember, but...
There's a song called Olivia.
Yeah, there's a song called Olivia.
So you haven't cherished it, but...
I'll play it to you later.
Okay. Yeah. We'll make you play it in a minute. Just have the chorus, so you can't do that on the
YouTube. She was very small when I wrote it.
Well, at least she's got the entertainment for a wedding sorted anyway.
There is that, yeah.
That'll be good. Olivia, thank you for taking part in the last interview as well. Yeah. And good luck with that whole thing on stage, and break a leg, as we said with Tim. Right, okay, Alex, let's have some more music. This time, as we mentioned, we do have a ukulele, and it's got an electric pickup in it, which is quite amusing.
It's brilliant, and it's also got a built-in tuner, which is a godsend.
Yeah, because otherwise it gets difficult, I suppose, with all these instruments, remembering what they should be set to.
Well, yeah, ukuleles tend to go out of tune at the best of times, but of course it's quite new as well, so, you know, it's great to have this onboard tuner.
Okay.
So hopefully it's in tune.
Fingers crossed it's working. And what are you going to play?
This is a song called Who We Are, and it's a brand new song, actually.
Here am I, learning how to fly, far away from all communication. You and me, we're floating out to sea, and no one needs to know our destination. There's a road ahead, you can take it if you dare. Don't look back, don't look for affirmation. There's a place for us to be, making our own destiny. There's a time for us to keep the promises we made. To ourselves we must be true and see things from a wider view. Only when we look around will we see who we fascination. There's a ticking clock, only you can make it stop. Time is just another obfuscation. There's a place for us to be, making our own history. There's a time for us to keep the promises we made. To ourselves we must be true and see things from the wider view. Only when we look inside will we see who we are.
Thank you again, and we've got to take one more song from before you head back out, and we let you, you know, wander around again, looking lost with only Olivia to guide you home. So what are you going to do next time around? Is it going to be live or is it CD?
I think we'll take one off the CD again, please.
Okay, we'll do that in a bit. To the phones once more we go, where we head to Upper Green in Tetnal, number one. Sounds absolutely lovely. It's Waiting Fine Baked in Tetnal, and to tell us more about the business and what's been going on in the telly recently, Catherine Wire, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. So how long have you been open up there in Tetnal now?
We've been open for about 18 months now.
Well, obviously, a lot of people these days buy their bread from the supermarkets, and it's just not the same as picking something up from your local bakery, is it? Because, you know, when it's been cooked, where it was cooked, and how fresh it's going to be.
And we don't put any artificial ingredients in the bread. satisfied that it's all made from scratch, fresh every day.
You say that's the worst thing, isn't it? Not knowing what's inside it. Because I know sometimes with really white, fresh bread, if I buy it from a big supermarket, it does tend to affect my stomach, Jason. Wait,
are you delicate, though?
Yes.
We'll gloss over the rest of that.
I do have IBS, you see.
Okay, so that we didn't need to know. We're talking food bread. And you want to tell us about your bowels.
No, but I think it's the additives in it. But I'm sure if I went to your bakery, I wouldn't have that sort of problem.
Or at least it'd be limited. And you know what you're getting. So yourself and your brother Richard Newton, you set this up, as you say, 18 months ago. And where did the idea come from? What were you looking for?
Well, we just wanted a good bakery in Tettenhall, really. We've always lived here, and there hasn't been one. And then I did bakery and confectionery at college in Birmingham. So it was kind of always an idea that I wanted. The opportunity came up, so we just went for it, really.
Is there a range of other things as well, such as, you know, those really nice farmhouse cakes you see and lovely things like that?
We do just a range of things, really. We do pastries, sausage rolls, we do pizza at lunchtime, sandwiches, like apple pies, frangipane tarts.
Mm. So, kind of range, then.
Really. I bet this means you have to get up fairly early in the morning to get this lot all on the go.
Yeah, we start at 3 in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That's yesterday, that is. And sort of work through, but then you have to have everything ready for the shop to be open at 8 a.m. And I take it you're in store until 5 p.m. of an evening, and then you've got to clean up and get ready to go home.
Yeah, so it's a long day.
Baker's life is not an easy one, but it has its moments of glamour because you've recently been featured on Britain's Best Bakery on ITV back in January. And how did this one come about?
Well, they called us in, I think, probably April last year and said that our customers had nominated us to be on it. Would we like to do it? So we just leaped at the chance. And it was a fantastic experience.
Much response from that? Have you been signing autographs? Have you been handing out loaves?
Well, almost. It's been really busy. It's been huge publicity for us. So it was definitely worth doing.
As you say, it's amazing how many people will probably actually live round the corner from you and they don't actually realise that you're there until it's, right in front of them. So I bet it, you know, you've got people coming from the local area that hadn't known you were there before and you've been there for a while anyway. So I bet it's nice to get some of the local people in as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there have been a lot of people saying that they didn't know where we were or that we were open. So it has been great for that. And also we've had a lot of people coming from quite far away, like people who've been watching the show and going to all the different bakeries.
And they want to give it a try. So, but you also tweet. So tweeting bakers is another novelty. What sort of things do you share? Are you letting people know what your bread of the day is?
Yes, we do, yeah. Whenever there's a new product, the daily specials. Lots of things, really.
Recipes, perhaps, or are those a bit secret?
They're kind of secret. You never know, maybe.
So we were open 6 days a week, and what have you got lined up specifically for maybe the Easter period? Any specials coming up over the next few weeks?
Well, we're doing hot cross buns at the minute. We started those a few weeks ago, so they're pretty popular. I haven't really thought them that far ahead yet.
You never know, there might be some simnel cake and some special biscuits before you get to the big day in April.
Yeah, I'm sure there will.
Great. Well, if you want to follow you on Twitter, it's at bakedinfo is where you can be found. And you've got a website as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's www.bakedit, so that's bakedit.co.uk.
And do you do special things like birthday cakes as well, or is it more your actual bread products that you'll prefer to be sharing out there?
It's mainly the bread. We do hope to do cakes in the future, which is not quite, don't quite have the space or time to do them yet, but we do hope to do those fairly soon.
You'll have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning then. I think that's what will happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can be found at 1 Upper Green in Tettenhall if you want to chuck it in your sat nav, WV6 8QQ, or just follow the smell of freshly baked bread as it goes across the green.
Which is a nice smell, isn't it?
It'd be gorgeous. I should think you get a little immune to that after a while, don't you? Or is it still sort of magical?
No, we still really love the smell. And if you just walk outside and then come back in again, it hits you again.
So I think, yeah, if I worked in a baker's, I'd be doing that all day and then trying to find bits of crust to nibble on. But there we are. Brilliant. Catherine, lovely to speak to you. Keep up the good work. And I will have to pop down for a crusty batch at some point.
Oh, great.
You're not
acting
freebies again, Jason.
No, I wasn't going to offer money.
It's a free loaf, that's what he wants.
And you'll get there early because I'm sure it sells well. That's smashing. Yeah. Thanks. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye now.
So, Alex, for your next track, it's off your CD, so what is it?
That's such a sure shot for the point, wasn't it? What are we going to hear now?
No, well, I mean, enjoyed it so much, I can't wait to get to the next
one. Okay, that's a good get out. Nicely recovered.
It's the first track off the album, and it's called The Secret of Light.
There's a light that shines in everyone. I feel wonder in my heart. I know that a time will come for us to shine. We will find comfort in the dark. Don't cry, my pretty one. We'll be right back.
you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. Let you go. No one ever let you go. And the secret of light within lies in. Yeah, the secret of light within lies in. Yeah, the secret of light within lies in your heart.
Alex Van and the Secret of Light. Into the studio, I think, now, Jason. We've got lots of guests in.
Yes.
And there is a two likely lads lurking at the back.
Okay.
Who I do believe are going to talk about Beatser Bar.
Yes, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Beatser Bar is a music studio in Wolverhampton. It's based at the New Hampton Arts Centre. And it's been there before, but it's got a whole new lease of life, thanks to John Paul and Mitch Craig, who are with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Sounds like three
there's,
men.
There's not three of them. It's just John Paul has two personalities. So... tell us how this one came about then, and what roles each of you got in it.
Okay, well, basically, Beatser Bar Studios used to be based in Bilston. It was founded by Mitch, who's here with me now. And what it is, we found out that the old Sam Sharp studio at the New Hampton Arts Centre was closing down and basically was being put forward for tender for community projects like ourselves. So we decided to become a community interest company and go into the New Hampton Arts Centre and start the Beatser Bar Music Project.
So, Mitch, how does that change from what you were doing before? I actually think it just gives you a wider group of people you can work with.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, it's been new collaborations, like with John, of course. We've got a full team, including Dominic, the other engineer, Mike and Julie, who deal with like the business side of things. And we're basically just going, you know, onwards and upwards, but really. The Bilston one, it was a nice little studio, but it's nothing compared to where we're at now. You know, we really are pushing it to the next level.
Yeah, because in the days of Sam Sharp, sort of evolved over a number of years, and you're getting that rich history, as well as bringing everything you bring to it as part of a new project as well. Yeah.
Did you get all the equipment as well? Was that all left behind?
Unfortunately, no, actually,
that would have been good.
I did hear stories about it being taken away in a skip, which is painful. But
yeah, it's a shame. But you've got some good gear, and what sort of setup have you got? I mean, how many tracks can you work with?
We're maximum 24-channel recording, so, I mean... That can record pretty much any band simultaneously, drums, bass, two guitars, possibly even a brass section with vocals. We can do the full range. We've got three separate rooms so everyone can be isolated. And yeah, we'll get you a cracking sound, you know.
Special offers?
Oh, good. Your deals as well.
Yes,
John Paul's had a deals probably. Yeah. on,
basically, we are looking to work with a lot of charities and youth organisations because, as you all know, that the council's made a lot of cuts to youth organisations and things like that. So we don't mind collaborating and bringing out new things with them. So, yeah, discounts and deals are definitely on offer.
So how are you funded, though? There is some cash funding as well as the fact you're charging for sessions too.
Yeah, they definitely are charging for normal customers and so forth, but for those charities and organisations, we will be giving them discounts.
You can help them out and see what you can do.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And what sort of music have you produced in the past, Mitch? Is there an area that you feel most comfortable with, or is there a new challenge?
I'd say rap.
That's just because he's got his hat on backwards. You've only done that because we couldn't get him to the microphone.
Well, I'd say, you know, in fairness, we do deal with a lot of rap. Dominic, in particular,
DJ Apostle
for. Mm. Those who, I'm sure loads of people know who DJ Apostle is. He deals with a lot of grime, hip-hop stuff. I do that myself as well. But, I mean, I've done everything really, ranging from sort of funky stuff to bangra, you know, heavy metal, everything really.
Folk as well, folk
yeah,
music.
There's even been some folk music.
Okay,
yeah.
So your next challenge is a classical quartet. We'll see if we can get them in for you.
You're going to be part of that, mate, yeah?
I used to play the violin when I was a kid,
did you?
Very badly, but I had used to play the violin.
Well, we've got the tools to make you sound good.
No, you haven't.
We've got pitch correctors and stuff.
The rhythm's gone as well. But we'd even send Alex Van down, and we'd obviously hear a few of his tunes today. We'd have to see if we can ship you down there to do some recordings.
Definitely.
Alex, you up for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says yes. So that's always good. How do people get in touch then? And what's the opening out and working hours? Because it's normally into the night, isn't it, pretty much?
Well, the normal opening hours are sort of 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, but we do take bookings after then. We're open 7 days a week, whenever you need, basically.
And it's nicely soundproof, so you don't upset the neighbours as well.
Not at all. And we also do rehearsals, of course. And the soundproofing is of such a standard that we can have multiple bands rehearsing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no problem.
They won't affect each other.
That all sounds good. Right, websites then. What have we got?
Well, the website is currently in development, but it should be up in the next 2 weeks' time. So that would be www.beatsabarmusicproject.co.uk.
Now, that's a snappy title, so you're going to spell that for us.
Oh, God. So it's Beats, BEATSABAR, musicproject.co.uk.
Yep.
And then we're on Twitter, obviously, and that's going very well. Lots of people following us, and that's at Beatsabarmusic. And then we're also on Facebook as well, so you can like our fan page and everything, and that's Beatsabarmusic again.
Very good.
Do all the usual from there.
And we do have a landline to the office.
No, there's a landline.
Yes. It's a proper company.
Every 20th century. And then you're looking worried because none of you know the number.
We've not been in there long.
Exactly.
But it's on the website.
It's on the website and it's on our posters as well.
So. 01902 something.
Yeah, starts with all brands and prefix. But it gives you a chance to actually have a chat and talk about what you want to do before you come in.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you're open to people coming along and just maybe if they've got a demo that they've already done somewhere, you can tell them how you'd think you could improve on it as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, for those sorts of calls, people tend to be put straight through to me. Mm-hmm. So I can give my mobile number, which is 07931308222. And so for anything like that, people wanting remixes or anything a little bit out of the ordinary, it's best to give me a call and get my expert opinion.
That's the way.
And if you did want the number, it's 01902423826.
And I love the way whenever you read a phone number, you move right in on the microphone, like you're just going to get an answer wrong on blankety blank or something.
And Jason, one more thing as well. It's not just the music sides that we do cater for, because we do actually have another added element as well, which is the music videos that we can actually sort out for you guys as well.
You've done loads of this work in the past. In fact, you've just finished working on a film, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, come on, tell us a bit about that. Basically,
it's based in Manchester. The actual film film drama that we're calling it is called Family Ties UK Drama. You can Google that. We do have a website for that, familytiesukdrama.com. And it is all about youth and different things, getting over tragedy and things like that. But yeah.
And is the film available to watch now?
No, we've got the trailer that's out on your YouTube at the moment. So again, if you just Google that, you'll find this trailer on there.
But you could see yourself at a film festival in the very near future
as
well.
Yes, we are definitely in talks with that. So yeah. But
okay.
Not too much.
I'm not supposed to say that. No, okay, no, we can't say which one or where.
Exactly.
Yeah. Will it be warm?
Yeah.
Okay. So. No games given away at all, I promise. So, no.
Should we ought to do a Milk Bar song? You could sing.
I can't sing.
Tweet your voice. No, he said he could alter it about.
Yeah, I did.
Have a little video.
I'd done 7 karaoke songs in one night once and didn't clear a bar because we did have auto-tune switched on. But it was in the 80s when that was popular and I had hair, so I think that could have made the difference, but there we are. Okay, well, it's all good. Thank you guys for coming in. Good to meet up with you.
Thank you. Give
us that web address one more time because I do enjoy hearing you say that.
Okay, it's www.beatsabarmusicproject.com or .co.uk.
Right, you got both?
We got both.
Yeah. So which one do you prefer? Which is your favourite?
.co.uk.
You like that one?
Keep it UK.
Yeah, that's cool. Mitch and John, thank you for joining us. Good to see you.
Cheers,
and
mate.
We'll hopefully be hearing the product of your studio when you send a few bands' demos our way.
Ooh, definitely,
having had them perform,
definitely,
okay?
Definitely will.
We'll look forward to that.
All right, thanks.
See you soon. Bye.
I think I'll pop along there and see what they can do with my voice, Jason.
These are new. X Factor is taking auditions, I think, still at the moment. So
oh dear.
You want to go and pop and record a demo?
Well, no, I'd have to have a little box with me that you can alter my voice to make it sound better.
I don't think they'll let you do that on the telly, do they? But there we go. So, we'll look forward to your musical output. However, we've enjoyed Alexis. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's been good to have you along. And we'll wait. We'll probably talk to you again at least when the album's out. We'll have a couple of tracks off it just and get you on the phone when it's finally available to buy. And how are you thinking of doing this? Is it going to be in the shops or is it downloads or buying real CDs from alexfan.net?
Real CDs. Yeah, I still like CDs. I know it's very old-fashioned.
No,
they make great coasters,
like
don't
CDs.
They?
I
do,
no.
Because you get the book as well. You know,
something, physical, it's got pictures. Olivia,
drag that microphone down. Go on, talk to us. So, are you aware of CDs? Do you ever use them?
Yeah, I do.
Is that because your dad makes you?
No.
But you are youth. So, do you prefer to download your music or would you rather have something go to a record shop and buy?
I'm not sure. I'd rather go to a record shop.
You're very old-fashioned for your age.
Do you like One Direction by any chance?
No.
That's a definite no, and I'd rather listen to me dad.
No, I was just thinking, because a band like that, they have like the little booklet and they've got all the pictures in there, and do you know, you like looking at the pictures, don't you, of the lads?
Yeah. You remember buying your Wham albums over the years. Yeah.
Wham and Bros, yeah. Rick Astley. Classics.
Happy days. Right, we'll sign off then. Thank you all for joining us. Olivia, thank you to you for joining in.
Thank you.
Alex, and say thank you for playing your songs. And thanks to everyone else who's been in the studio. And we will catch up with you next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.